And welcome to Sister Sage Herbs Roadside Herb Service. My name is Mark Fendel and this is Jane Simmons.
Hello.
Jane is the owner of Sister Sage Herbs, a tiny natural remedies company located here in Seattle. You can find us every day of the year at Pike Place Market and online at sistersageherbs.com. And welcome to our tiny podcast where we love talking about medicinal plants and ethnobotany and all kinds of fun stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And welcome. If you make it to the end of this podcast today, I am going to give you something really, really cool, dear listener. And that's true. So stay tuned for something really, really awesome for you. We are super stoked to talk about hops today. And which is a native to Europe. By the way, before we begin, I should mention that the following content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. If this is an emergency, please dial 911. And now to the good stuff. Sorry about that. Here we go. Now we're talking about hops. the hops was kind of naturalized here in North America. Mm-hmm. And so there's, I don't know, is that bad to say?
No. I was just making noises with my box.
Oh. And and so there's a lot of history for native tribes, mm-hmm. With the use of this plant. And mm-hmm. so I think that's pretty interesting to start out. But the fruit actually contains lots of resins and bitters and oils and just has a lot of properties that is really useful medicinally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot.
So it's not just, this wonderful beer beverage.
Mm-hmm.
It's just super yummy. And we grow Willamette hops here. So
mm-hmm.
There's mm-hmm. a lot of that here in Washington State.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the medicinal qualities. What do you know?
Well, the common thing that we know about hops is that they are a bittering agent for the beer. However, it also helps relax you for sleep.
Sure.
Helps with insomnia if you have a tea. But it's also a preservative for the beer, so that was the other reason they used it in beer, because it would preserve the beer longer.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, if you look into beer very far, then you just slam right into politics. So we're not going to do that too much right now. That may be some other person's podcast.
But you could check out Stephen Buhner.
Oh, yeah. Stephen Buhner's...
He's got this wonderful book called Sacred Herbal Healing Beers.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
It's a great book.
It is. So, it is kind of a Bible of of sorts. Anyway.
Yes. And kind of goes through, how alcoholic beverages have been consumed from, mead to beers, these sacred beers, or these herbal beers especially, mm-hmm. but mostly they are sacred beers, made from all different kinds of plants from all over the world. It's very, very interesting and super in-depth. I mean, a little bit like, whoa, I'm still talking about mead here, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's a lot. So he does talk about the politics of, the dirty beer drinker mentality that people had when it was wine versus beer.
Mm-hmm.
I think they in the church realized that people wanted their freedom to drink, even though they could also drink wine in the church, you know, as a reverence or whatever. But anyway, that's for another time. But so recently, so it's been recognized as a preservative for a bittering, so that helps with digestion, and then a sleep tonic. But a couple of years ago, I was at a herb conference, and there was a presentation from, I wish I knew who the person was, but we might have to do an update on this, since we're really just hopped up on coffee right now. We need to have a beer and talk some more about this another time. But they did a study on hops as a remedy for super difficult to get rid of bacterial infections. So MRSA, I think is what it's called, is really difficult to get rid of, in especially in like field kind of settings where you're, you know, medic settings. So if you could make this hops into a concentrated tincture, and then if you had an infected area, you could drop the tincture on it as you're closing up the wound or whatever, or sterilize the utensils that you're using. So they found that at this certain, I think it was like at 70% or higher alcohol content with the tincture, and again, I can't remember exactly how much hops they used, killed super bad bacteria. So that is one to have in your medical, you know, in your herbal first aid kit for those really, really hardcore infections that might come down sometime. You know, just having like 2 ounce bottle of that would be very helpful. So that's some of the things I know about that. Maybe you know. I mean, you know, I could go on and on about brewing beer, but, you know, and as far as like teas to, you know, to do a bitters. So it's almost like it's its own helper, hangover helper. So when you drink it at night with beer, it's more sugary, sweet. And then the morning, if you have a hangover and you take a little hops infusion, then it actually helps settle the stomach and digest through your liver and clean your blood out a little bit. So kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, you know, just looking at Matthew Wood's book, he actually references Michael Moore, and who says, you know, it has 5 basic effects on the body, as a sedative, a bitter tonic, an antispasmodic, an anodyne, which I just learned means pain reliever, basically, and antibiotic.
Yep. Wow. And then you wouldn't want to have that around.
Yeah. So it has a lot of, and there's a lot of effects here. And, you know, it's really suited to conditions for, you know, pain and sleeplessness and exhaustion and emotional and nervous, you know, tension.
All that can be associated with pain. If you're in pain, there's just so much else that happens in your body, you know.
Also, Michael Moore says, you know, it relates, you know, to the nervous stomach, quote unquote, and the abused stomach, which
back to the night before with the beer.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was Daniel Gagnon,
okay,
herbalist. So it kind of cites some people here in Matthew Wood's book, The Earthwise Herbal, is what I'm looking at today. And yeah, so let's talk about, so it's not just, oh, he talks about beer briefly in here. something about, you know, drinking a half a beer, mm-hmm. you know, which would like be, oh, it says, yeah, a half a beer roughly increases the digestive secretions, mm. whereas a whole beer decreases them.
Mm. That's interesting.
So that's interesting. When gastric secretions are diminished, food does not digest well. The head pounds and a person can't sleep. So that'd be interesting. Mm. So, you know, beer doesn't usually do good for you. You know, you might just have a teeny bit of it and it mm-hmm. might actually help your
digestion. Maybe if you had like a quarter of a beer before dinner as a appetizer to stimulate your digestion, mm-hmm. super bitter, maybe not so cold. Mm-hmm. So you're about to eat hot food and then you put a cold thing mm-hmm. in first. So medium beer. Mm-hmm. And then after you have another, either quarter of that beer or a different digestive mm-hmm. tonic, like a, perhaps we could make a hops bitters aperitif, like mm-hmm. I think it mentioned in this Maud Greaves, making it out of sherry, which would be cool, or brandy, because it already is sweet. And actually, there was a beer recipe with meadow sweet, which is sweet, and so then they didn't need to use any sugar, mm. which would be really cool.
Hmm. The other thing that I thought was interesting was the use of the hops pillow. Do yeah. you know about this?
I mean, I know people make them and use them to try to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's been going on for a long time. Yeah. The hops pillow. Mm-hmm. For King George III in 1787.
Really?
Yeah. And stuff like this, you know, wow. so. I mean, oh my gosh. Abraham Lincoln also used the hops pillow.
Really?
Now that is cool. If it's good enough for Abe.
Yeah. I wonder how the pollen is, though, on the bed, you know? Like, do you have to then put it in another bag? Because it's got, like, quite small pollen. So I guess it'd have to be double bagged. Put it under your pillow. I don't know. Maybe the pollen is what helps you. Now this just makes me have more ideas, like maybe some kind of hop spray that you spray in the room to calm you down before bed. Hops and lavender. Ooh, that could be good.
Wasn't hops tincture used in Europe, like, widely?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it may still be.
I mean, well, yeah, it seems like it, yeah. I mean, I think it grows so widely that I think what they will just, well, I really don't know because I haven't been studying herbs there, but I think during the season, like right now when it's hop season, you'd probably take these ones. We're looking at some hops right now, actually, these little strobe oils that we got off of our own plant. So some of these little brown and green ones, mm-hmm. they might just go right into the tea mm-hmm. box, you know, sort of the tea grade. And then these beautiful ones right here.
The green ones.
Those beautiful green ones are going to be really nice. Or these are the bitters, and then these might go as the aromatics, you know, because they're still really, really...
Mm-hmm. We're looking at the buds here of the hops and... And
they're pretty strong. They have strong, a
wonderful smell to them.
But I know as they get drier, they get stronger.
So you can make a tea?
Yeah, we should have done that.
It's all right. But you can just make a tea from the fresh herbs?
Yep.
I see.
Yeah, and I hope to make, like, at least freshly dried here. Mm-hmm. Well, look at that pollen right there.
Oh, yeah.
Big piece. I'm going to make a tincture out of these, but my tinctures, I only have 50% alcohol right now, so I'm going to make it anyway, and it just won't last more than 3 years, which isn't too bad since I do grow my own hops. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think you can also do it with the little hop pellets if you don't have a place where you can get your own hops. If you wanted a DIY, super strong antibiotic, this would be in case of a big infection, not just to use in case of infection. So it's still a really powerful thing, and you would want to consult anyone before doing that in the healthcare, department. So anyway, that's what I'm going to do with my hops, our hops.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll have a secondary podcast where we taste some of the hops and then we see how many we've separate them out into the green and then the kind of green and then not so green. And I was actually reading here that...
You mean making a tea?
And then make tea out of them.
I see.
And also make a tincture out of, make our various things and then taste them, basically.
Cool.
But I was reading that some very good properties are in the leaves. So I want to look through that and try to decide if we're going to make a tincture out of that separate so that we could test it somehow. I also saw in here, and this is the Maud Greaves Modern Herbal, they talk about the Romans who ate the young shoots in the spring the way we do asparagus. They just blanch them and eat them. Kind of cool.
Blanch them.
And then the flower heads produce a fine brown dye. So that would be kind of cool if we try to dye a piece of a white pillowcase or a towel or something to see with some of these ones that don't make the cut for whatever reason.
Sure.
So we're going to have to get back to you on a couple different things on the podcast because we've gone a while here. And if you're listening
to the end of this podcast, you are super awesome. And we want to give you a super special gift. This is for free shipping on your next order. And the coupon code is ROADSIDE.
Nice.
ROADSIDE, ROADSIDE. And thank you so much for checking us out here. And hope you have a wonderful day. And
cheers.
Cheers. With
to the hops.
To the hops. Harvest the hops.
Yeah.